Rice is a rare commodity these days. The world system expects you to conform and perform. It expects you to play your little part as an insignificant cog in its ever-grinding machinery. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. If that sounds just a bit too Orwellian, look around. How often do our social systems, the prevailing so-called wisdoms of the day, cut you any slack? How often do people overlook your failures, let alone compensate for them and encourage you along the way? It's a pretty unforgiving world in which we live. Conform, perform, or get out of the road. Yep. Grace is in critically short supply, unless, that is, you turn to Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 16. For out of his fullness, the superabundance of his grace and truth, we've all received grace upon grace, spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. That's very strong language indeed. Despite all our mistakes, despite our rebellion, indeed because of them, God sent Jesus so that he could heap his grace, his unmerited favor upon us again and again and again. As Billy Graham once said, God takes the weak and makes them strong. He takes the vile and makes them clean. He takes the worthless and makes them worthwhile. He takes the sinful and makes them sinless. It's oh so easy to rattle off that word grace so frequently, so freely, that we lose sight of its enormity, its magnificence, its eternal ramifications of superabundant blessing in our lives. Can I encourage you today to look at Jesus, to dwell in his presence, to be overwhelmed, to receive from him grace upon grace upon grace, because that's God's word fresh for you today. Friend, God sent Jesus so that you could live in complete victory over your sin. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive his word.